Okay, move on to like a second presenter, standards and then construction of the chest and MTS examinations by Beth Cheney. Dr. Cheney is assistant professor currently in the Department of Health Education and Behavior at University of Florida. Before moving to the University of Florida, Dr. Cheney was assistant professor at East Carolina University. And she received her bachelor degree in biology and MA in health studies from the University of Alabama, and her PhD in health education promotion from Texas A&M University in 2006. She's a currently certified health education specialist as well. She is active member for AHI and serve on the position statement committee as well as a member of like AHI board of directors. She received the AHI presidential citation in 2007. She is also currently serving a five-year term board of the commissioners of National Commission for Health Education Credentialing and has been the member of APHA, SOFI, Eta Sigma Gamma, and the American School of Health Associations. Her research focus areas include health behavior theory, technological applications in health promotion, variations, and survey development. She has numerous publications and conducted numerous research presentations in these areas. So she's now talking about more examinations. Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for making it to our presentation today. So as Dr. Gambesha asked, there are several of you that are here that are interested in actually taking one of the certification exams. So can I see again, because there is a small group, how many of you guys are interested in actually sitting for an exam soon? One person? Okay. And we have several that are already certified. So my part of this presentation is going to actually to talk specifically about the construction of the chest and MCHES examinations, which does have some implications, obviously, for those that are studying for the exams, but also to allow individuals to note how it is that we develop the examination, the rigorous process that we go through, as well as also for those that are in professional development programs to try to train students to be eligible to sit for the exam. So I'll go through the process. Again, there are no personal or financial relationships that I need to disclose. There's no relationship to disclose. So the objectives of this presentation is to explain the framework and exam development process for both the CHESS and the MCHESS examinations. I'm going to describe the differences in the results by area of responsibility for both examinations, and then I'm going to actually summarize the progress for our next job analysis, which is titled the Health Education Specialist Job Analysis, or the HESPA. So both of our CHESS and MCHESS credentials are accredited. And we're really happy to say that they're both accredited. Recently, our CHESS, our entry-level certification, was reaccredited from the National Commission for Certifying Agencies, or NCCA. What's important about that, or why we should care about that, is what that means is that both credentials, the CHESS and the MCHESS, have met rigorous standards that have been set forth by NCCA. NCCA was actually developed by the Institute for Credentialing Excellence, or ICE, and it was developed to ensure the health, the welfare, and the safety of the public through accreditation of certifying programs. So certifying agencies such as NCHEC, who is the sole certifying agency for our profession in public health education. One of the rigorous standards that we had to meet to get both of our credentials accredited by NCCA is we actually have to have a job analysis. So our examination, the way we accredit or certify individuals in our profession is done through one of the steps is a job analysis. I think we ought to take pride in our profession in the fact that we actually have a job analysis. Very few fields actually identify contemporary practice of professionals in that field by conducting a national study as we do. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the job analysis process and how from those results we actually develop the examination to certify individuals at both the entry and advanced level in our profession. So you can see the standards indicate we conduct this role delineation or job analysis, and as you very well know, I'm sure, there have been three very large national role delineation studies in our profession, starting with the Role Delineation Project, moving into the Competency Update Project, or the CUP. So how many of you guys have heard of CUP? It rolled out in 2006. And then the last job analysis that has been published was the HEJA, the Health Educator Job Analysis. The 2006 CUP analysis that was conducted, the publications from that job analysis and results actually helped to fund the HEJA study that I'm going to talk about, and the results of that study that actually helped to develop the CHESS and the MCHESS exam. So once we conduct this job analysis, again, it's a national study, and I'll kind of go through the process of what we do for that analysis. Now what we have to do is link the examination to the defined body of knowledge. We've identified that body of knowledge through the HEJA, through the job analysis that was conducted. We then demonstrate the reliability and validity of the examination. I want to make it clear that we note that the reliability and validity are the scores that the exam produced that we see. We actually have contracted out to a vendor, ProExam. It was Professional Exam Services, to help with this process. We then develop a minimum passing score, so we have to develop a pass point for each examination. I'll describe the process as to how we do that. And then we equate alternate forms of the exam, and lastly, require a method of recertification for our individuals that are certified. So I need to start then, if we're going to talk about this process of how we develop the exam, discussing the health educator job analysis that was actually completed in 2010. And the results of that analysis actually went into play in terms of the CHESS and MCHESS exams that you saw in 2011. So this job analysis, again, there are three organizations that were involved that partnered together to conduct this job analysis. It was NCHEC, the National Commission for Health Education Credentialing, which I serve on the Board of Commissioners. Stephen is our current chair of the Board of Commissioners, and Melissa is the Deputy Executive Director for NCHEC. SOFE, Society for Public Health Education, was also a partner, as well as AHI, the American Association for Health Education. Those three organizations partnered together to conduct this national study and contracted out using publication funds from the last CUP project to Professional Exam Services, or PES. They've now changed their name to ProExam. So if you hear me say ProExam, I'm referring to Professional Exam Services. PES representatives actually worked with a HEJA 2010 steering committee. I'm not going to talk a lot about the steering committee or the task force, but just note that it was a very rigorous process to identify those individuals that would actually be on the steering committee in the task force. There were 59 actually total volunteers that represented the diverse work settings in our profession, geographically diverse individuals that volunteered to be a part of this study. There were 9 subject matter experts that helped to delineate the roles of health education specialists in the preliminary part of the study. After a number of focus group structured interviews and using a modified Delphi technique, they identified or delineated what it is that we do in our practice, and then conducted a large validation of a survey that actually went out to the entire profession. There was a call for everyone to actually complete the survey. So as you might imagine, a very rigorous process, a long process. The results are the CUP, the Competency Update Project, was what we had last conducted in 2006. The HEJA results, as you can see, we still identified, based off the results, 7 areas of responsibility. Stephen showed a slide of those areas of responsibility a second ago with the percentages of the items that are on the CHESS exam from each area. I'll also show that slide in a second and talk about it a little bit further. So we still have 7 areas of responsibility. 34 competencies, 223 sub-competencies, with 162 at the entry level and 61 at the advanced level. So what the HEJA did is actually verified the CUP findings, that there are truly 2 levels of practice in public health education, the entry level and the advanced level. And what differentiates those 2 levels of practice are years of experience. So when we talk about eligibility of our advanced level credential and the MCHESS, as Stephen did, that's why it's important to have those at least 5 years of experience before becoming eligible to sit for the advanced level credential. What we also saw was that ethics was incorporated into several responsibilities instead of just one competency, as it was in the 2006 version of our framework. Also, the HEJA results was the first time that we actually verified knowledge items. So this is the first time, if you look at the framework, that you actually see a list of knowledge items that we're supposed to be competent in and understand and know to be certified in our profession. And also, it was determined that evaluation and research remain as one area of responsibility. Initially, it was thought that when we conducted the HEJA that we'd see those two areas, evaluation and research, actually become two areas of responsibility. That did not hold true once the data was analyzed. They stayed as one area, so we still have seven areas of responsibility. This is a familiar slide. You just saw this with Dr. Gambescia. But as you can see, what this shows us is the percentage of CHESS and MCHESS exam questions by area of responsibility. So the CHESS and MCHESS exams are constructed based on the results of the HEJA study. We look at the areas that those that are practicing at the entry level, and we weight that in terms of the results of the study to say at what percentage or how many items should actually represent each area of responsibility when we're testing an individual to become certified. So as you can see here, here's an example, 10% of the MCHESS exam actually comes from Area 1, and so forth and so on. So for those that are actually studying for one of these certification exams, you can see as to how it's going to be broken up in terms of number of items that would be, you know, focused on each area of responsibility. And then for those of us, for like myself in professional preparation, academia, we can look at this to see if we're training someone at the entry level, here are the areas that need to be broken down into our curriculum. We try to align our curricula with the framework here. And that's been very beneficial for my program that I'm working in currently. In terms of the rigorous process to develop the exam, as I mentioned, the job analysis is one of the key steps in this process. And we have to conduct a job analysis every 5 years. And as you might imagine, it's very time and labor intensive. We've already started the process, although the HEJA results came out and our exams were modified in 2011. We've already started the next job analysis process to be able to look at the new framework and actually modify the exams for 2016. So I'll talk a little bit about the process that's already going on at the end of the presentation. But the health educator job analysis is the first step. Again, 59 volunteer health educators. Anyone here a volunteer for either the HEJA or the HESPA job analysis that we have ongoing now? Did anyone actually volunteer to take the survey back with HEJA? Okay, we have one person. Good. So you will see a call out very soon, actually in January, for that the same thing, a survey we're asking everyone to take. So I'll talk about that timeline in just a minute. So we did have the 59 individuals volunteer. It was a very rigorous process. And as I mentioned, with the HEJA, it was the three national organizations, so NCHEC, SOFI, and AHI, that participated, contracted out to PES, our pro exam, to help to guide us in the rigorous process of the instrument development as well as analyzing the data once we received it. We moved then from the job analysis to identify the test specifications of the exam. This was also guided by PES. Then the item writing started. Now, the item writing actually occurs from a division board. We have three division boards at NCHEC, one of them being the Division Board for Certifying Health Education Specialists, or DBCHES. And that division board actually writes the CHESS exam. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm not a member of that division board. So I'm talking through the process, not having actually done it, but did talk to one of the coordinators of that division board specifically about this process to present to you. So the item writing process is actually a very rigorous process, very time and labor intensive process. Just recently, PES, or Pro Exam, developed an online writing software, remote item writing, that has been used to be able to write the items remotely. And again, they have to align with the responsibilities and competencies as the percentages that we've just seen. Then that division board meets two times a year for 3 days. And they go through writing and identifying areas that need to be changed on each of the items. Once that happens, then they construct the exam, so the exam is then constructed. One thing that PES does have is a style guide, and it provides information as to what words, like acronyms, can be used. Dr. Gambesha mentioned PRECI-PROCI model. That is actually an acronym that can be used in the test. But other acronyms, if they're not as familiar, actually have to be spelled out. So it's very specific as to how the exam can be written and the grammar that can be used and the style that can be used in writing. Also, what you learn if you're interested in ever becoming or running for DBCHES is you learn how to write items, specifically looking at writing items that have no negative stems on it. So we can't have an item that says none of the above or all of the above. You actually have to have 4 response options for a multiple choice question. And every response has to be a good response. It could be a good option, but there's only 1 correct option. So learning how to write the items has been, or just hearing how the items have been written have been very, it's been very educating to me, although I don't serve on that division board. Once that occurs, then a pass point has to be established for each exam, and then there's statistical analysis that's run on the exam items after each exam. And as Dr. Gambesha mentioned, each program should actually be getting a printout of the results of what's happening at their institution. So if an individual from your institution applies to take the CHESS exam, you should be able to get some data on the pass rate for your institution. I know for my institution, we've actually been able to use that for program assessments that we've been doing internally in our university. It's been very, very, very helpful to us. So that might be something that you want to consider doing. Currently, all the items, as I mentioned, are written by this division board. There are 13 elected and appointed directors. We had to appoint directors when we expanded this division board from 7 members to 13 members, when we added on the MCHESS exam. All the items, I think this is really important for those that are interested in taking the exam, all the items are written at the subcompetency level. So there are items that correspond to each subcompetency, the 223 subcompetencies, right? And if you're taking the MCHESS exam, you're responsible for all 223 subcompetencies. You are tested at the entry and the advanced level, okay? So it's hierarchical, right? You need to be competent at the entry level and the advanced level. The DBCHES directors write items and submit them into, as I mentioned, the remote item writing software that was created by PES or ProExam. And each item is reviewed by at least 3 other directors. So basically, 3 directors have to sign off or check off on this item before it can be entered into the test bank. Currently, the test bank is about 800 items. Then we have ProExam psychometricians and editors review them. And again, they look for style, grammar, making sure that response options are appropriate, that there are good response options. And then they build the exam based on the areas of responsibility. So the number of items that we pick for the exam have to align with that percentage slide that I showed you earlier for each exam, the CHESS exam and the MCHESS exam. And the ProExam leads the DBCHESS directors through exam construction at a face-to-face meeting. They meet twice during the year. The DBCHESS directors review the exam looking for questions that measure the same content, or items that are poorly worded, or questions that need to be updated and reflect current practice and references. Please note that each item has to have multiple references, and they have to be currently their textbook references, right, Melissa? They've not moved to online journals or journal articles yet. I think there has to be textbook references. So once the exam is created, a pass point has to be determined. This group, actually led by PES or ProExam, uses a modified ANGOLF and consensus method to develop the pass point, and they do this before the exam is administered, and then they finalize it after they have the data from each exam or administration of the exam. So ProExam leads the directors and 2 other MCHESs that aren't a part of the DBCHES through this process to develop the pass point for the exam. So stage 1 is participants take the exam and rate the difficulty of each item. The idea is actually to determine the probability of a minimally qualified individual to be able to answer that question correctly. Stage 2 is then to look at the items in subsets and determine whether or not a minimally qualified candidate would answer the question correctly. And then you have to develop consensus that everyone agrees that that would be the case to develop this pass point. So the ratings by all of the participants in this process in the pass point meeting are pulled and averaged to yield an overall average for the exam. Then the overall average is expected total score for a minimally qualified candidate, and thus the tentative pass point for the exam is established. And after the test is administered, as you might imagine, we use statistical analysis to perform to identify that final pass point, and then it's determined. So that is the, in a nutshell, the rigorous process that NCHECK and our, specifically our division board, DB Chess, goes through in order to develop each chess and MCHESS examination. Now I want to move on to the last objective of this presentation for my part is to tell you a little bit about the progress of the HESPA. So as I mentioned, every 5 years our field conducts a job analysis. We've already started the next 5-year process with the Health Education Specialist Practice Analysis. So notice that we changed the name from HEJA to HESPA. The purpose of this job analysis is to revalidate the contemporary practice of entering advanced level health education specialists and to redefine our core knowledge and competencies for health education practice. The project partners, you might see some familiar names up here. NCHECK, obviously, is a partner with SOFI. You no longer see AHI up there just simply because AHI has now retired under the umbrella of APERD. So we have NCHECK and SOFI, and then we've also contracted again out to ProExam, which was Professional Exam Services, the same individuals that helped us with the HEJA process. So the HESPA is funded by designated profits from the framework publication from the HEJA. So for those of you who have taken one of the certification exams, you probably purchased the blue book, the cup, the blue book, and now we have the green book, as I call it, that has the framework, which was the HEJA results. And so that's what we're looking to develop now. The funds from that publication, so when you purchase your framework, that money's went in to actually fund this next job analysis. People involved, you can see the individuals' names, the people that are involved. We have two co-chairs, Dixie Dennis and Jim McKenzie. Both have actually served on the Board of Commissioners for NCHECK. And Dr. McKenzie has been serving as a coordinator for the DB Chess, the actual division board that creates the Chess and MCHESS exam. We have a task force that was developed of 12 people. We have subject matter experts, 55 people. We had over 400 people apply for these positions. And actually, there's a presentation tomorrow if you want to hear more about the HESPA process that would give you more information about this. And then HES, we have hopefully about 5,000 individuals that will respond to this survey that's going to go out in January. So lastly for me, here's the timeline of what's going to happen with this Health Education Specialist Practice Analysis, or HESPA. The call for volunteers happened between April and May of 2013, so last spring. Survey development is currently ongoing between May and December with the task force, the steering committee, the subject matter experts, and individuals that are volunteering to be a part of this process. Similarly to the HEJA process, there will be a validation of the survey, and then data analysis will occur in June. Note that the validation of the survey happens in January, so if you see an invitation to participate in the survey, we're asking that you do. We want to get a large response rate here. Data analysis will happen in June of 2014. That's when we should see the end of that. We're hoping to have acceptance of those results by our Board of Commissioners at NCHECK and also from SOFI by the end of 2014. You're going to see a release of the data to the profession in 2015. And then obviously, based off that new framework and the release of the data in the new framework, our DB Chess Board will get to work and change the items for the Chess and MCHESS exams to align those exams with the practice analysis results by 2016. So there's a lot of work going on there with that division board. I think that's it. If you need more information about the exam construction, you can obviously contact the NCHECK office and the numbers up there, as well as there are brochures, the revised framework, that's the green book that I was talking about, that's based off the HEJA, the companion guide that is available for health education specialists, those that are interested in taking the certification exams, and obviously contact the NCHECK office if you have any questions about exam applications. Thank you.